الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected elders, our dear brothers and our young friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another beautiful opportunity to present ourselves in His court and in His presence for the Jummah Salah. And this opportunity comes to us every week of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us this opportunity till the last breath of our life. At times we tend not to appreciate or tend not to understand the gravity and the weight of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed us with. But these moments, this day of Jumu'ah, this presentation that we come here for the Salatul Jumu'ah, and everything that takes place here, the true value of it and the true reality will present itself and would expose itself on the day of Qiyamah. And then we will truly appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in terms of reward, in dhikr, in fulfillment of His commands, not only for the day of Jumu'ah, but for each and every day of our life. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to continue to inspire us and bless us and give us tawfiq. My dear friends, we just heard the azan, we heard the call of prayer that was completed, and we know after the call of prayer, after the azan, it is sunnah and it is highly, highly meritorious to read the dua after adhan. And one of the merits of this particular practice that has been recorded is that a person who listens to the adhan with respect, with adab, with attention, with focus, and with sincerity, and responds to the adhan accordingly as it has been shown to us, as we have been asked to, and thereafter he reads the dua after adhan, then inshallah such a person will enjoy the shafa'ah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. And this shafa'ah is something that each and every one of us are in need of. It is one of the highest priorities of our life. It is the highest priority of our life to try to earn and draw to ourselves the shafa'ah and the intercession of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is something that every true believer aspires for, desires for, and will be in need of. My dear friends, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mere name, taking the name of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a means of barakah and drawing goodness into our life. The actions of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah, his ways, his mannerisms, bring to a person happiness, contentment, fulfillment, guidance. Everything about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praised and is glorified. And a person who enters into that space, who begins to imbibe, who begins to adopt and adapt the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam into his life, draws from these special treasures and these blessings. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praised like no other individual. No other person, no other creation is praised in the way that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has therefore declared his position in the Quran al-Kareem, that what is our relationship with our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? An-Nabiyu awla bil mu'mini min anfusihim. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam occupies such a position of priority in our life that he is even more rightful and greater to us than our own souls. He is of greater importance to me and you than our own selves. And what does this mean? It means that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam means everything to us. We cannot acquire happiness in life without the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot achieve anything. There is no gain, there is no happiness, there is no fulfillment, there is no success without the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in essence, our very existence and our iman and our faith and everything that we enjoy is because of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear friends, this great ni'mat and bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with requires our appreciation. It requires our acknowledgement and it requires our reciprocation. The commentators of the Quran, when they explain the ayah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, they explain it in terms of the shafa'ah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete. Today we have completed your deen. The deen is perfect. Everything that Allah has sent for us in terms of our guidance is complete and it's perfect. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed for you my favor. One of the commentaries and explanations that is given is the completion of favors is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest favor, the most precious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors that have been bestowed upon us is to include us into the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And being able to be a follower, being able to have this love for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in itself is a bounty. And the completion of the favors of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us, upon the ummah, will be with the shafa'a and the intercession of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore, these practices that we are taught in madrasa and as elementary teachings should continue with us throughout our life. We should seek them, we should learn them, and we should continue practicing upon them and strengthen them in our life, because our salvation and our success depends on the shafa'a of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear friends, the aspect of love is something that is such a topic, it is such a subject matter that every person has his own flavor of love. Every person has his own mode of love. Every person understands love as something which is a personal expression. It is something that every person enjoys within himself. And the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no different. Every person desires that we are close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this acquirement of this love is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it something that is obligatory upon a believer to engage in the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to acquire it. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. When a person is performing salah, we find we have entered into a state where a person is in complete focus with his creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person does not remain in the state of salah all the time. We enter into salah and we complete that salah with salam. So therefore we find towards the end of the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity that to change the focus and our attention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of salah, we now engage in the focus of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and His grandeur on this earth. To reach Allah is not easy. Ordinarily. The greatness of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the qudra of Allah, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so pure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created an avenue for us, a channel for us, a vehicle for us. And that is through the muhabbah and through the reflection of the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That here is an example, here is a living example, a model in front of us. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an open book for humanity. That look at the example of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his example, and make his life, make his way, make his mannerisms, make whatever he did, do whatever he did, the way that you do things, and you will find muhabbat, and you will find love, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you truly want to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will have to adopt the way of the sunnah, the way of the seerah, the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow you with His love through the love of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the past, the history of Islam, we find that the ardent lovers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were such that they spent their entire lifetime. They spent their day and night in acquirement of this love, in searching for this muhabbat, in gaining this proximity. It is something that requires our attention and our effort. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, the great scholar of Medina al-Munawwara, it is said about him that his ardency and his love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of such a level that he would see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream every night. Can we imagine the love that he would have had to possess to see and meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night in a dream? His respect of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he could not bear riding a conveyance in the city of Medina, because he felt that that very ground which contains the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Messenger is buried, in that city, in that ground, it is a show of disrespect for a person to ride a conveyance in Medina to Munawwara. And further to that, his desire to die in the city of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he performed only one Hajj in his entire lifetime. Despite being in proximity of Makkah al-Mukarramah, he sacrificed a lifetime of Hajj because of the fear that if he left the beloved city, if he left the illuminated city of Madinatul Munawwara to perform Hajj, he would die and he could pass away out of the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And therefore he performed one Hajj, one Fard Hajj, and thereafter remained in the beloved city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ensure that his death and his demise also takes place in the city of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And amazingly, my dear friends, I've read further that he would stay on the outskirts of Medina out of sheer respect and out of consideration that if he would need to relieve himself, that how could he relieve himself in that soil and in that ground wherein the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lies buried. Can we imagine the level of ardency and reverence? What muhabbat, what depth they may have been in the heart of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, a scholar and great compiler of hadith, that he could not even consider or bear relieving himself in that soil where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lies buried. So it is mentioned that when he would relieve himself, he would live on the outskirts of Medina. And if he was in the city, he would hold himself back. He would restrain himself from relieving himself until he reached the outskirts. And when he would reach the outskirts, then he would try his level best to relieve himself out of the boundary of the city of Madinah al-Munawwara in such a way that he would keep one foot in the city and one foot out of the city in the event that if he had to pass away in that state, then he would fall within the boundary of Madinah al-Munawwara and he would pass away in the beloved city. So we find, my dear friends, that the great lovers of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such devotion, and they would occupy themselves and they would spend their time in learning about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reading about his Mubarak life, trying to practice on every minute act of his, whatever they could grasp, whatever they could, you know, practice upon, whatever they could do, wherever they could find an opportunity, they would utilize that opportunity because of the sheer love that they had. A great scholar, Mullah Jami Rahmatullah Alayhi, would visit the grave of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and every time he would visit the Mubarak Rawda, he would convey his salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he would receive a response. And when he would make his farewell salam, he would come to the Rawda and he would say, Ya Rasulullah, I am now leaving, make dua. Or, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I must reach home safely. So the response would be, go safely and return safely. Go safely and return safely. And in the last year of his life, or in the last salam of his life at the Rawda of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he conveyed his salams, then he did not receive a response. And from that he understood that this would be his last salam, his last meeting with Rasulullah Sallam in this earthly abode. And he returned home and he did not return to Madinatul Munawwara. So these are the anecdotes of inspiration that we read from the lovers, the true lovers of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And my dear friends, we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us some fraction of this, because we know what is our status, we know what is our case, we know what is our relationship with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have indeed been unfaithful. We have drifted. We have not really fulfilled this relationship, this nisbah, this bond. We can regard ourselves to have been disloyal, been unfaithful to our beloved, to our master. And therefore, we should engage ourselves in istighfar and tawbah. That this is one form of tawbah and istighfar that we need to make. That the love and the concern that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed to us, how have we reciprocated to this? Have we been truly loyal and faithful to this relationship? And when we will do a self-evaluation, we will learn and we will understand that indeed we have not been truly faithful. And this is a starting point. This is a great act. This is a muhasaba. This is an evaluation that we all should engage in. And that will give us the catalyst to begin to realign ourselves in terms of our relationship, to reignite this relationship and begin to learn and appreciate who the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam really was. In order for us to become the beloved of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we first need to appreciate his maqam. We need to understand his position. We need to understand the greatness of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that will come with us engaging in a program of learning. Let us attend programs whereby we can consistently, in a sustained manner, learn about our beloved. All his shama'il, his beautiful appearance, his mannerisms, the way he conducted himself, his speech, his travel, and all aspects of the sunnah and the seerah, we will learn and we will be able to develop love when we engage in a process. There has to be a process of enlightenment. One great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for us to recite the Quran al-Kareem every day. To recite the Quran al-Kareem every day is a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is one of the broken links. The sunnah of reading the Quran al-Kareem is one of the broken links that we have to fix. And that can be the start. That, let us ask ourselves, how much of Quran al-Kareem do we really read? And how much of it do we practice upon? So let us start with the recitation of Quran al-Kareem. Everyone reads Surah Yasin in the morning, alhamdulillah. Together with that, let us hold the Quran. Let us show affection to the Quran al-Kareem itself. To love the Quran, to have affection for the Quran, to have affinity for the Quran al-Kareem is a great sunnah. So let us hold the Quran al-Kareem, bring it close to ourselves, kiss the Quran al-Kareem, place it on our head, place it on our eyes. These are all symbols and indicative of the reverence of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear friends, the ulama ikram explained that when a person reads the Quran al-Kareem, in order to understand the Quran fully, we need to understand the Sunnah. We need to imbibe the Sunnah and learn the Sunnah. So therefore, keep a little book which is a simple book of Sunnah or Sirah next to the Quran, together with reading one page of the Quran or one juz of the Quran that we would read. Let us read one page of the Sunnah and the Sirah. And if we do this daily, and we do this regularly, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, we will find great enlightenment in this. That through the nur of the Quran and the enlightenment of the Quran al-Kareem, and through the nur of the Sunnah and the Sirah, we will begin to illuminate our hearts. And this is what is required today. The knowledge in terms of its words and its physical sense, that is important, because that is the vehicle. But that is not really that which will inspire us and spur us towards practice. What will give us the ability to truly practice is when a person will acquire that nur, that light, the effulgence, the inspiration that is contained in the Quran al-Karim and in the Sunnah. And that is what should be our niyat and our intention. So, that as a starting point, a person begins to practice on the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is not something that is difficult. It is not something that is out of the scope of any person. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us on simple, easy sunnahs. Afshu salam. Make salam to people. Greet people cheerfully. Smile at people. Wish well for people. Be good to people. Bring happiness to people. How difficult are these things? They cost a person nothing. Yet we find in our society, because of the lack of these sunnahs, there is so much of enmity. There is so much of bitterness in families. There is so much of acrimony in our communities. Families are at loggerheads with each other. Siblings do not talk to each other. People are looking at each other with an eye of enmity, with an eye of jealousy. Why? Because these sunnahs, which are so simple and easy to practice, which are the cure for the maladies of the heart. We must remember jealousy, pride, arrogance, enmity, acrimony. All of these things are spiritual diseases that are corrupting our hearts. They are corrupting our soul. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the remedy. Al-badi'u bis-salam bari'u min al-kibr. The person who makes salam first to a person, he doesn't wait for that person to greet him, no matter who the person may be. We know him or we don't know him. He's bari'u min al-kibr. His heart gets purified of pride. Who does not have ego today? We are all walking around with our egos. And I'm the most guilty, I would say. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from these things. Begin with the right. Al-Aiman fal-Aiman. Such a simple sunnah. Put the shoes on with the right foot. Wear our clothes with the right hand side. Start everything from the right. A great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before you start any action. What does it cost us? It requires a consciousness. It requires attention. It requires a sense of presence. The presence of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why in our salah, when we leave the presence of Allah, we enter the presence of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawat. We read the at-tahiyyat, and after that what we read? We read durood and salam upon Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning our focus and our gaze. And a person who walks around with the presence of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart and his mind, my dear friends, what a person, who that person will be. He will be an embodiment of peace. He'll be an embodiment of love. He'll be a bearer of love. Al-mu'minu ma'lafun. A believer is someone who walks around distributing love, distributing compassion, showing kindness. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلِفْ وَلَا يُؤْلَفْ. There cannot be any good in a person who people are not inclined to him. People want to move away. When they see this person, we rather take the next road, the next aisle. Or people do not want to sit with someone because of his nature, because of his harshness, because of his uncouthness, because of his lack of etiquette. So these are all the beautiful teachings of the Sunnah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to the world. And the Sirah, if we have to encapsulate it in one line, what did the Sirah do for us? What did the Sirah bring to this world? The Sirah was the victory of light and the defeat of darkness. When we go back into the seerah, what we see? We see ignorance, we see darkness, we see oppression, we see tyranny, we see injustice, that even human beings do not want to rule over those human beings. That was their state and their condition. But when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world, he brought light, he brought hope, he brought victory, he brought success. So it was the victory of light and it was the defeat of darkness. And we are the bearers of that light. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَىٰ Nabi SAW has given us the glad tidings that every ummati of mine, every follower of mine will enter Jannah except that person, إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَىٰ That person who refuses, he refutes, he turns away. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were curious that who is this unfortunate person? Who is the one who is going to refuse you or turn away from your way, Ya Rasulullah? قِيلَ وَمَنْ وَمَنْ يَعْبَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Who is this person who will turn away, Ya Rasulullah? Qal, Rasulullah said that man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah. The one who follows me, he yearns for me, he loves me, he reaches out to me, he practices on what I have brought, dakhala al-jannah. He will be in Jannah, he will be in the gardens of paradise. And waman asani faqad aba. That person who turns away and he's defiant and he's rebellious to the way of Rasulullah, he chooses other ways other than the way of Rasulullah, then that person has now inflicted upon himself self-deprivation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from becoming deprived. May Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala let us be a source of comfort to the soul of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by becoming his true followers and by learning about his sunnah and by showing that we are the bearers of true love, true peace, true guidance. And that is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want for us on the day of Qiyamah. He would want to see each and every follower coming with this legacy and with this, his books of deeds full with all these precious actions and following of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can enter Jannah with ease, with salam, with goodness. May Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala make all of us from among the true followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protect us from being misguided. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.